I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I would love to have you join us in the 12radio Facebook chat room. If you go into Facebook and then go to the 12radio, and on the upper left-hand side, you'll see the chat button. Just click on that, and we'll get you invited in, as this is a private chat room. So if you've never been here, you'll have to get permission, and we'll get you right in. So for first-time listeners, I share the first part of the show. Then the second half, I'll take some questions that you put into the chat room, and we'll get you some answers from your angels. Besides hosting this show, I'm also an advisor at 12Listen, where I'm available almost every day. You can also go to my website, which is ohmyangels.com, so you can learn more about me. I do have my March Angel Scopes up on 12Listen website and also on my own website. And I have added a tab that will take you to the latest on demand of this radio show. So please check it out. Again, if you have any questions that you want answered by the angels, if you'll put those in the chat room, and time permitting, I will get to them the second half of the show. You guys, I am so excited to be here today. I had talked last week about taking an Animal Reiki 1 and 2 class, and it really has transformed my life. And the lady that I took this class with, she's a master teacher. Her name is Karen Harrison. And like I've told her, this class has really changed my life, and it has upgraded, if you can believe that, the relationship I have with Yogi. And you guys know how close I am to Yogi. So I wanted to bring her onto the show to explain to all of you what this is all about, what this Reiki, this Animal Reiki is all about. Karen is a senior licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training, teaching all levels of different Reiki modalities. So without further ado, please welcome Karen Harrison. Karen, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Peggy, for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited that you took, your schedule is so busy. You guys, she's a master of everything that I know of. So she's a very, very busy lady. So I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be here, because I wanted everyone to learn about Animal Reiki. And because of your background and all your, you guys, again, I'll give you her website at the end of the show. Go check out her credentials and what she all does, because it's just simply amazing. So, but today I really wanted to focus on the Animal Reiki. So the first thing most people ask me, and this is the question I asked, because I'm a Yusui and a Karuna Reiki master. So what's the difference between, quote, human Reiki versus animal Reiki?
All right. Well, that is a great question, Peggy. The animal Reiki is a specific kind of Reiki that is designed to meet the unique needs of animals. It has its own frequency, which is very earthy, soothing, and grounding, whereas I find the human Reiki energy to be more heavenly, celestial, which is wonderful. Many animals do well with the human Reiki energy, but some animals don't like it so much, where almost all animals really like the animal Reiki because of its earthy grounding and soothing nature. And also what makes it different is with animals, you often work hands off, where humans, you can do your sessions hands on or hands off. But, for example, if you're working on wild animals, it's obviously hands off, or a bird or an injured animal, or maybe you're sending animal Reiki to your sister's dog who lives in another state who, just got injured. So that's one of the things, and there's
I can attest to the difference, because I've done Reiki on my dog Yogi for years, and he saved my life back in 2020, and that's another story. But because of that, and he's 11 and a half, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to take this class, is because I thought if I can learn to do this And I can apply what I've learned already in Reiki and help make his last years more comfortable, then it's worth it to me because, you know, he's done so much for me. And when I came home from the first night of the Reiki, he just looked at me like, wow, Mom, what'd you do to yourself? Like a new haircut or something, you know? And, yeah. And ever since then, he's even been more loving, which he always was anyway, but it's just like over the top now. I mean, he comes to me like 3 or 4 times during the day. He wants more Reiki. So yeah, it's made a huge difference.
Yes, that's one of the very cool things is it helps to strengthen your bond with the animals. And I don't currently have any pets, but I live on a lake and I found the animals are just more drawn here. In fact, while I was teaching a Reiki masterclass just this weekend, an eagle came and landed in my tree.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And it just sat there for a long time while I got to admire it. And, you know, I also have quite a bond with the turtles. You know, whenever I'm out in the ocean, the turtles just swim like right up to me so close that sometimes I have to swim away a little bit because I know I'm not supposed to be, you know, like up 2 feet away from this huge turtle.
Yeah, you never know, you know, what they're going to do. Mm-hmm.
Well, another thing I'd like to offer is, you know, with animals, you have to find out if they want the Reiki energy.
Right.
So that is a big part of it. How do you determine if they want it and when they've had enough? So we really work on our observation skills and our listening skills. And also we learn cues that signal if the animal wants it or not, because you can't just ask them to, you know, stomp their paw 2 times if they wanted and
that'd be nice if we could, right?
Yeah.
What I had observed for those of you when I took the class, we went to a wildlife rescue, and you know, we had to ask the animals, you know, if they wanted. And I thought, okay, well, this is kind of interesting. And there was 2 owls, and this one owl, I was just, oh my gosh, I fell in love with that owl. And one of the other students in the class said, oh my God, Piggy, that owl is winking at you. And I had asked, you know, is it okay if I send you some Reiki? And I just visually kind of communicated what it entailed, and she just soaked it up. And it was just amazing. And then it makes you feel good because you helped this. I think that one had been hit by a car, right? If I remember correctly.
Yes, I think so. And it had quite an eye injury. And that was at Fireflies Wildlife Rescue in Harrisonville. And they are so kind to let us come and practice on their animals and birds and raccoons and squirrels, turtles, possums.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah, cats, dogs, the bird that was horribly injured. I don't remember what kind of bird it was, but
a cockatiel. There was that cockatiel.
Yes, that was amazing. So, yes, determining, you know, which animals want it and how they're receiving it. And yes, one of the owls really seemed to want it. The other one, it was not so sure about it, but the one we just sent a lot of Reiki to, and that one hadn't been eating. And then after we had all sent it Reiki and sent Reiki to it that night, then it had started eating.
Yeah, that was amazing. So again, you guys, if you get an opportunity to take this class, or if you're even interested in it, it will change your life. I'm telling you, I just love it. Can you tell the listeners too what the difference in the effectiveness is between an in-person and online training for this class? So say somebody and, you know, outside Kansas and Missouri wants to take this class from you. Is there a difference between doing it in-person or online?
They are both great options. And in person, if you come, you know, I normally try and take you to the wildlife rescue or somewhere where we can practice on some animals live. If you come online and you have an animal, then we get to do a live session on your animal. And that is really cool. If you come in person and have pets, we do a session on a picture of your animals, which is good, but it's not quite as interesting as doing it online. So it works really well to do it both ways. They both have their advantages. It's just a matter of what works better for you and your schedule. And many people really enjoy being at home with their pets, and the pets enjoy being in the animal Reiki energy too. If your pet chooses, it can also receive the animal Reiki placement, which is how they get connected to the animal Reiki symbol, which is the tree of life.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I was telling Karen in our class, this shows you how something so trivial can really kind of switch your thinking. You know, she did a meditation on the, you know, the animal Reiki energy and going through the animal kingdom. Well, duh, we're part of the animal kingdom. But I guess in my own mind, I'm thinking humans are a little bit higher up than, you know, our dogs and cats or whatever. But in reality, we're all part of the animal kingdom. And so, again, it just flipped a switch in me that transformed the feeling and the intensity of the energy that was coming through. And again, like what Karen said, there's a difference. You can feel the difference in the energy. It doesn't make one better than the other. It's just a different energy. And then when you combine the animal Reiki with regular Reiki, it's, oh my God, I don't know how to describe it. It's amazing.
Yeah. So one of the key concepts in the animal Reiki is working with the divine animal kingdom. So those are the enlightened spirits of all the animals that we have on earth, as well as mystical animals like dragons and unicorns. And one of the key concepts is that we are in communion with the animals rather than having dominion over right. the animals. We are part of the animal kingdom. And guess what? The animal Reiki energy, the tree of life, is very soothing and grounding for us humans too. So I use it every day. I'm giving myself the animal Reiki energy right now just to help me be centered and grounded while, you know, talking to you on this radio show.
Yeah, since the class, that's what I've been doing every morning. It just, it's made a difference. It's made a difference in personal relationships already and work relationships in a positive way. You know, Reiki is an amazing energy anyway. And to have this new animal Reiki, it has, I don't know, it's such a nice blend. I think that's the word I'm looking for. It's just like a blended energy that just feels simply amazing.
Yeah, so you might wonder what some of the benefits are for animals, like, you know, how can it help? Mm-hmm. And I've worked with animals where they had a member of the family die and the animal was very sad. So we have a grief healing process. I've done that. I did that for my daughter after she lost her beloved pet. And I thought, oh my God, she is going to be so devastated because she loved that dog more than I've seen anyone love anything in the world. And that really helped her to release some of that grief so that a few months later, she was able to accept a new cute little Shih Tzu into her life and give a lot of love to that dog. Now it helps, as you said, with the human-animal bond. Physical healing. If an animal has been injured or has an illness or surgery, think about animals that have separation anxiety or fear, trauma. Maybe you've got an animal that's been rescued and has got a lot of abuse issues. It can be helpful for pain relief. I've worked with animals with arthritis, and it helps to soothe their pain. Also, you can use it for end-of-life support. You know, say you're going, you know, trying to decide if you're going to let the animal, you know, just take its course or do compassionate euthanasia. It can help give you guidance about that and help the animal transition peacefully.
Yes, and I think that's what, like I said, that's one of the reasons that I took this course is because, let's face it, none of us live forever, right? And my first Yorkie I had to put down at 10, and Yogi's 11 and a half now. And I thought, geez, if I can assist him in any way, if I can make his last years easier on him, instead of a lot of little dogs have arthritis that sets in pretty bad. And I mean, like I said, he's been taking the Reiki from me 3 to 4 times a day, and he'll come over and he'll use his paw and drag my hand over and then turn himself to where it's on his butt, his back hind legs. And he wants it. You
That
were
is
talking.
so cool that, that is obviously a signal that he wants it and he's telling you where he wants it.
And he wants it now.
He wants it now. And so that's one of the other concepts of animal Reiki is the animal is in charge of when it receives Reiki, how much it receives. Well, that is, of course, if you're available, you can.
Right. Well, I mean, he's done it to where I'm thinking, okay, he's had enough now, and I'll go to take my hands away. And he turns and he gives me this look like, really? I don't think so. And he'll grab my hand again and pull it back over, like, you're not done. I'm like, okay, sorry about that.
That's funny. I know some animals will just receive for as long as you will give, and other animals, after 10, 20 minutes, they'll just walk off and say, thank you, I'm done.
Right. And he does that too. Well, the other thing I wanted to ask you is for those of you who are listening, I wanted Karen to clarify, what are the prerequisites to take your Animal Reiki 1 and 2 course?
Okay, that's a great question. It is human Reiki of any Usui lineage. You just have to have had the human Reiki because you need to know how to work with Reiki, have some familiarity with the Reiki energy. And with animals, many times people are drawn to animal Reiki because they like animals better than humans. But most animals have human caregivers, unless they're wild animals. So oftentimes your session will be with the animal and their human caregiver. So you really need to know how to work with human Reiki first.
So do you basically, if you're, let's say that a friend calls you over and they say, I need help with my cat or my dog, and you have to ask the caregiver's permission first, correct?
Yes, that is one of the key concepts, and we respect the caregiver's wishes. Even if the caregiver says that they don't want Reiki for their animal and you think the animal needs it, you can send Reiki to the situation, but we respect the caregiver and just know that the animal is probably part of the caregiver's purpose and it has its own divine purpose, and there's some reason for that. And maybe the caregiver will be open to it at a later point in time.
Right, by sending Reiki to the situation, not to the animal without the permission.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Course, a
Well, go
yogi
ahead.
would be shouting at the top of his lungs if he could, yes, I want Reiki no matter what mom says, bring it on. He's pretty loud about it. What do you consider the three priorities of animal Reiki, and why do you think or feel that they are so important?
Those are consent, observation, and safety. So consent, you gain consent from the caregiver and from the animal, So again, we are teaching you how to determine if the animal wants it. And observation, we are observing the animal the entire time. We're keeping our eyes open rather than shutting them. A lot of times in giving human Reiki sessions, people will close their eyes, but we want to keep our eyes open to see what the animal's response is, to see what the caregiver's response is. For example, I have a male client who often brings his dachshund in with him for his Reiki session, and the dachshund will get up on the table and You know, I'll ask the dog if it would like to receive Reiki, but, you know, sometimes it looks kind of protective, and I also want to make sure that it's, you know, I'm not threatening it in any way or that it's not going to bite me.
Right.
And so that's the safety issue. We want to make sure the caregiver is safe and the animal is safe and the, you know, whoever is giving Reiki is safe. You know, for example, if you're giving Reiki to a horse, you know, you want to make sure that you're in a position of safety where the horse isn't going to kick you. And it's helpful to know something about the species that you're going to give Reiki to. I mean, I gave Reiki to a horse and the caregiver had it on a lead. So I gave Reiki to it from about 6 feet away because, you know, it wasn't in its stall or in a fence or anything. And I frankly don't know that much about horses. And this horse had a limp at the beginning. You know, we saw it limping as it was walking. I gave it Reiki for about an hour and I sent some Reiki to the caregiver too. And at the end of the hour, the horse walked back to its barn without any limp. And both the caregiver and I were pretty amazed. So that is
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've sent animal Reiki to, well, not animal Reiki because I wasn't certified then, but I had just regular Reiki to a lady I worked with's horse because the horse had injured its right hoof. And it was a type of injury that they thought they might have to put the horse down for. And I'm like, oh my God, don't put the horse down. Don't do it. Just give me a week. Just give me a week of sending Reiki to this horse. It's not going to hurt it in any way, shape, or form. And it worked. She called me up at the end of the week and she said, I don't know what you did, what it's about, but the vet has said it's a miracle. They've never seen anything like it. The horse is walking fine now. The thing is starting to heal up. It doesn't look like it's something we're going to have to put it down for. And within, I think it was 6 months, the horse won a competition for this lady's daughter.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty amazing. So well, I knew that Reiki worked on animals, but, I mean, the things I could do now, it takes you to a different level with it. So, yeah, I'm excited. And to connect with a horse, if you guys have any, you know, chance, you know, once you get into the animal Reiki to connect with a horse and give it, you know, I put my hand on the horse's heart under, you know, between its two legs in the front and touch the area where the heart is and look the horse in the eye. You will never be the same. It is. And then, I mean, I cried. It was so beautiful. I cried. So yes. If you get that opportunity, take it.
Yes, horses have a lot of love. They're very sensitive and intuitive. And, you know, if you're giving them Reiki from a centered, calm space, they, you know, are going to like it and enjoy it.
Well, it can be, you know, I'll be the first to admit it. I was a little, even though I love horses, I was a little nervous because, I mean, horses are big, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not a very tall person. And I'm thinking, you know, if this horse decides to get mad at me, what am I going to do, you know? And the horse's caregiver was there, and she does Reiki as well. And she goes, oh, you know, he just loves it. So what you're doing is great, you know, just keep it up, you know? And, oh, my God, it was, you know, I was so thankful to the horse for allowing me to see their energy and allowing me, you know, to send it some Reiki and to be able to, again, make that connection with that horse. It's just amazing. So, again, if you get the opportunity, go for it.
Yes, I find it fun to send Reiki to all different species of animals. You know, I'm so blessed to see so many different birds here at my lake and the fish and turtles and, you know, whenever I go to a zoo, I give Reiki to the animals. I went to an aquarium a few weeks ago and gave Reiki to all different kinds of fish and sharks. And I don't know, sometimes it's made me feel like I'm falling in love with a fish.
I know, right? We had, to let you guys know, when I was in her class, we got on and, she brought up, I don't know where the aquarium was, but do you remember that we called it? The live video feed from?
Oh, the aquarium online. Yeah, we went to explore.org and earthcam.com.
And we saw we saw these sharks and other fish swimming around, and Karen said, well, just pick out one and see if, you know, and just, you know, send it, you know, and ask if it wants Reiki. And we had this one that it was a big shark. And I had just asked the question, and I think we thought, okay, we'll pick that one. And it zoomed up towards the camera. We're like, ah!
that was fun. So that's one of the cool things that we get to do is with these webcams, we give Reiki in real time to animals of all different species. So we don't even have to go anywhere, and we can practice giving Reiki to an orangutan, an eagle, falcons, you know, bears, all different species. There was a fun time when there were some rhinos that my group was giving Reiki to, and we asked if these three rhinos wanted Reiki. Well, two stayed and one turned and ran. So we assumed that was a no, and we gave Reiki to the other two rhinos. And oh, penguins. It's really fun to give Reiki to penguins and flamingos.
Oh my gosh, that'd be exciting.
Yeah, so it's just really fun to watch the animal receiving it in real time. And you can do that whether you're online or in person. You know, that's part of our practice time.
Well, I should have asked this at the start of this, just to let people know, how did the animal Reiki come about? And we were to talk to, or how it developed and how it got started.
Sure. Well, animal Reiki, you know, there's been different kinds of animal Reiki around for a long time. This got started through Colleen Benelli and William Rann at the International Center for Reiki Training. William had asked Colleen about creating a course because Colleen has a deep connection to animals. She has horses and other animals. And Colleen gathered a team and worked with them over the course of several years. They spent time meditating and listening. And originally they had thought they were just going to create a course of techniques, how to give Reiki to animals. But then the specific Tree of Life animal Reiki energy came through, and they started working with that and realized that this was its own unique energy. Then over the course of another couple of years, they developed it into a course and created the master level. So many of the teachers on Reiki.org, which is the International Center for Reiki Training, teach the animal Reiki course. We have an animal Reiki 1 and 2 course, which is a 2-day course, and an animal Reiki master course, which is a 3-day course.
Which I'm going to be taking. I'm so excited.
Yes. So can I share what the students learn in the animal Reiki 2?
Absolutely.
All right. So they receive the animal Reiki energy, the Tree of Life energy, and get the animal Reiki symbol, the three priorities, which you already asked me about, safety, observation, and consent, and then techniques for giving Reiki to different species, you know, like including your cats and dogs, you know, birds, you know, because there's things that you have to take into consideration, like one fun story that Colleen shared is she was working with llamas and she turned her back on the llama to get a picture, and the llama started trying to jump on her. And
oh my gosh.
Obviously that was not safe, you know, to have a llama jumping on a human. So obviously you have to really keep safety in mind. And then how to give animal Reiki in person and at a distance, along with real-time practice sessions on Zoom, or, you know, going to a shelter or somewhere. And then Also, if you want to go volunteer at a shelter, perhaps you work in a shelter, or maybe you're a vet tech, you know, what you can do with Reiki in your work or volunteer setting. And then also some information on how to start an animal Reiki business if you want to professionally give sessions for animals and receive some income from that.
Yes,
so those are the things that you learn.
The other thing too is how does practicing the animal Reiki deepen the connection between humans and animals?
Wow. Well, I think you shared that well, you know, how it deepened your connection with your
dog.
And you know, and I just find that animals come here. During one class that I was teaching animal Reiki, we were on lunch break and I looked out and my students were all staring in the grass and I was like, what is that? And it was a baby fawn that had come and sat down in the grass just a few feet from the patio. And so the students were all giving it Reiki and we looked closer and this poor fawn had ticks all over it around its eyes. And
oh no.
Yeah, we tried to get it some help, but after it had received Reiki for a while, it ran off, and that fawn is now an adult deer, and I've seen it from time to time. It has even come and just laid near my front door.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
It's like, hey, I'm home. You know, are you home? Here I am.
I know. It's also laid in my backyard. So whenever I see it, you know, I give it Reiki, you know, so that's just one example. And, you know, just other animals showing up. You know, I often have geese and ducks in my yard and they're just drawn to me and I'm drawn to them. You know, I feel like a deeper love for animals than I've ever had. And it's also helped me to be able to communicate with animals. So I want to say that animal Reiki is not a class on animal communication, but it can help to heighten your ability to hear what an animal is saying and to be able to know what it is wanting. You know, maybe it communicates to you that it wants a different kind of food or probably your human food. You know, or maybe it's, you know, trying to tell you that the current food you're giving it is causing it to have, you know, a bellyache or something. So it just makes it easier for you to know your animal at a whole new level.
I agree. I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you about that because I've had a lot of people say, well, are you an animal communicator? Well, I'm not per se, but I think with the Reiki, it helped make the connection. And then with animal Reiki, it has enhanced that connection. So like you said, you just get the feeling for, you know, what they're wanting to let you know. So I think it's helped. But again, like you said, it's not an animal communication class, but I think it enhances your ability to communicate with them. I'll put it that way.
Absolutely.
And one of the other things I wanted to ask you before we have to get off here on this part of it is you mentioned that animal Reiki is also healing for the practitioner. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. Well, the grounding, soothing energy is so helpful for humans. And I know many of us need more grounding. You know, that's what I observe in my students all the time, that, you know, our society is so stress-based, so busy, that people go around with their energy scattered and they don't feel calm, centered, and peaceful. And the animal Reiki helps to give us a greater sense of calm and peace, as well as connection to the earth and nature. You know, that's one thing I'd like to share, that this class also helps you to connect to nature more, particularly at the master level where we work on that. So that if you would love to connect more with trees or plants or rocks or, you know, anything in nature, water, it helps you to connect with them and even get messages from them. I've had many great conversations with trees, as a result of animal Reiki. In fact, one time I was at a retreat center in the winter and got lost in the snow.
Oh
And
no.
it was very cold, and I was getting tired, and it was starting to get dark. And I didn't know what to do. So I asked a tree which way to go. And it said, well, the path is over there. But then it kind of in my mind pointed and said, but there's a shortcut on this other way if you go there. So I took the shortcut and made my way back to the retreat center.
Aren't trees wonderful?
I love trees.
I do too. I always have. I've always thought, if a tree could talk, when I was a little girl, I used to think that if a tree could talk, look at the stories they could tell. Because
Well,
they lived for so many years, the old ones, hundreds and thousands of years. And you're just like, man, if they could just, tell you about the pioneers when they first came across and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. That's wonderful.
yes, I like it's tree talking, Peggy. I like to go put my hands on a tree and ask it a question, then
Well,
listen to the answer.
when I took I think it was the Usui Reiki, I got to take it over in England over there in Glastonbury when we got to go to Stonehenge or whatever. And there was a guy in my class that loved trees as well. And I went down and I was gonna hug this one tree. It was so pretty, and he starts screaming at me, "Stop, stop." I'm thinking, what the heck did I do? He goes, "No, you cannot walk straight up to a tree. You cut their energy." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Have you ever seen inside of a tree trunk?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "If you look inside of a tree, their life history, their growth is in a circle. So if you want to connect to the true source of the tree, take it with your palms out and circle the tree and then touch the tree."
Well, that's interesting.
And it was amazing. Ever since then, and I taught it to my granddaughter, and she did the same thing. I don't think my son was real thrilled that I had her out hugging trees, but it's still, yeah, it worked out real good. Well,
Well,
listen, I cannot thank you enough for being here today. I enjoyed this conversation, and I look forward to the master class. For any of you who are listening and you want to reach out to Karen, you can reach her at Karen. Harrison.net. That's Karen and then HARRISON.net. And you can get all the information you need there from her. Again, Karen, thank you so very much for being here. For the rest of you, we're going to take just a couple minute break, and then I'll be back to jump into the chat room and find out what questions you guys have.
thank you so much, Peggy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Karen. See you next month.
Okay.
guys for showing up today for the first half of the show. If you want to reach out to Karen Harrison, if you're interested into the animal Reiki, you can reach her again at KarenHarrison.net, and she can answer any questions. She's fantastic. You won't regret it, that's for sure. So let me jump into the chat room here. I was so excited to have her on. Thank you guys for indulging me. And let me get over here. Let's see. I have to go to all comments from start. Okay, Maureen White Warner's here. She says, good morning, Peggy, Karen, Serena, and one, two friends. Time permits, would love a message for my husband, Terry, as his business is financially challenged and new work to start in April. Praying he gets over the hump. I think it's going to, first time I'm hearing it, it may be a little bit of a challenge, but he has to let go of the fear. That's the biggest thing that's pulling. He's, you know, fear is a negative energy. Negative attracts negative. Positive attracts positive. So I'm hearing he needs to get his thoughts together and know that he's going to get through this. So I think if he does that, I don't think it's going to be a problem. That might be a little tighter than what he's comfortable with, but I feel like he's going to be fine. So hopefully that helps. Let's see here. I don't know what this thing about. Okay, Renee Andrews is in the house. She says, hi. Well, hi, right back at you. I'm glad that you're here. I appreciate you. Patricia Rich says, good morning. Well, good morning to you. Looks like you're drinking some coffee. Joni Thompson says, good morning, Peggy. If time permits, I would love insight on my next source of income. And believe it or not, the very first thing I'm hearing is laughter. They say you already know. They're saying step out of fear and step into faith. So if there's a side business or something that you've been thinking about, I'm hearing this is the time to do it. So, but again, your guides are laughing. They say you already know. So sorry, I can't be more specific. They're wanting you to own up to what you already know. So hopefully that helps. Pamela Snow says, hello, Peggy, Karen, one, two friends. Busy day listening while I work. Oh, thank you. We appreciate you listening. And thank you, Serena, for producing. Of course, I'm so glad she's here. And oh, and not to forget the adorable Yogi. Yes, he is my baby. In fact, I posted right before we came on. He was getting some Reiki from me, and then he gave me some loving. So if you go onto my Facebook page, you'll see me and Yogi giving some loving. Patricia Rich also says, good morning, Peggy, Karen, and one, two friends. And we say good morning right back to you. And I so appreciate you guys showing up. It means the world to me. Denise Simone says, good morning, Peggy, my angels, and Serena. Peggy, I bought the house. There you go, girl. Says, yay, do the angels have any messages for me regarding this move? Will it go smoothly? You're saying absolutely. They guided you to the house. You got the house. And now just trust. You know, you stepped out in faith getting this house, and they're saying that they're right there with you. You know, there's always a hiccup when you move. I don't care who you are, and I don't care how many angels you have. There's always some little hiccup, you know, but I think it's going to go smoothly as any move can go. You know what I'm saying? So, again, keep that faith that you already have. And I'm hearing hallelujah with the house. So it feels like it's one of the best decisions you've made for a while. So you go, girl. I'm proud of you. Thanks for listening to your angels. They're saying thank you, thank you. So there you go. Quality's in the house. Thank you so much, honey. She says, Tuesday blessings, ladies. Well, right back to you. You deserve them. Catherine says, hi, Peggy, Karen, and friends. Would welcome a message for my highest if time allows. Okay, Catherine, let's see what I'm getting for you. I think today is all about faith. Every one of these messages has something to do with faith. They're saying step out in faith. It's almost like the way they're showing me the visualization is like you take them one step forward, just, well, here's a little baby step, and then taking the other foot and just barely moving it up. So it's like you're following the direction, but you're taking really tiny baby steps. And they're saying don't give up. In fact, I'm hearing the next 7 to 10 days you're going to be having – those steps are going to be bigger, bolder. So keep the faith. It feels exciting times for you. By the end of the month, I think you're going to have some very good joyful changes in your life. So stay open to spirit, honey. You've got messages coming your way, okay? Hopefully that helps. Let me refresh here. I've got to get... You guys know I always have time. I have a hard time getting this thing to refresh on me without knocking me out of it altogether, like it just did. Hold on. Let's see here. And then I need to go. All comments. You gotta love how Facebook does this, don't you? I hope you guys enjoyed the talk with Karen. And if you've got Reiki background and you want to take this animal Reiki 1 and 2 course, I mean, I'm serious. You know, you guys know how much I love Yogi, and this has changed his and my relationship. And I didn't think it could get any better than what it already was. But it has been absolutely incredible. And he asked for it every single day. And the fact, I'm excited about taking the master's class. And again, I wasn't sure if that's what I was supposed to do or whatever, but the angels have shown me that this is something I need to incorporate into my wheelhouse, so to speak. And the lady I was talking about earlier who allowed me to work on her horse remotely, I've asked her if weather permitting, that one of these days before too long, if I can go out and do some hands-on with her horse, just for the heck of it. You know, again, if you can connect with any animal, it's amazing. But horses, I'm really drawn to them. Besides cats and dogs, I'm very, very, very drawn to them. And it really, oh my gosh, it just opens up the world. Like I was saying earlier, of the fact that this preconceived notion that human beings are above animals, so to speak, you know, misconception, right? We're all part of the whole. We're all animals. We're all part of the animal kingdom. And that connection that I made in a meditation was just, again, it made me cry. It was like, duh. And the love that animals have for us are just, I mean, if you ever think that you're alone or whatever, just connect with an animal and you'll see you're not alone. You know, and just show them love and compassion. In one of the meditations we did, I connected, believe it or not, with a cow, right? And I love my beef. I love my steak. And I was apologizing to a cow because, you know, I like red meat. And they said, we all have our purpose in life. And that made me feel better. But still, I'm going to be more consciously aware of, and I had already started doing that anyway, becoming more consciously aware of what I'm putting into my body and why. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of the most incredible work I've ever done. I mean, I love giving Reiki anyway. I feel like the energy I give out, I've had so many people come back to me and say that, you know, they had the best ever healing and whatever. And it's amazing when you can give the energy and it flows through you to the client, and knowing that you can help somebody. I mean, I'm all about being in service, you know, and now that I can be more in service using my regular Reiki now combined with the animal Reiki to help all these different species, it's just like, wow. It just fills my heart. You know, I almost get choked up about it, but it's just, if you're interested in any kind of energy work, I highly recommend this. So, whew. Okay. I'm not going to cry. Let's see here. Let's see. Oh, Maureen says, loved your show. So much information. Oh, thank you, Maureen. I appreciate you being here. You know, you got this radio show means the world to me, and I do appreciate it when you guys show up. I love giving the answers from the angels. And I think what I'm going to do this year is I'm going to try once a month to have somebody come onto the show to help all of us. Let's enlighten us. Let's talk about things that we don't know, so we can educate others, and we can all grow, you know, in a spiritual way. So it's all about being in service and helping each other, right? And Lord knows, with everything that's going on in the world today, we all need to uplift and hold each other up, you know. Again, I keep telling my friends and stuff, we have to, with all the negativity that's going on in the world, let's not talk about that. Not that it's not important, and I'm not saying stick your head in the sand. What I'm saying is, when you hear about something really negative that someone said or done or whatever, try to replace it with something positive that's happened. You know, like somebody could be talking about something horrendous, but then you have a miracle where somebody saved somebody's life by doing one little thing, or, oh my gosh, that was a near miss and they're okay. You know, a miracle yesterday, one of my friends' son was in a car accident and the car was totaled, but he's fine. You know, miracles happen every day. And so we need to focus on the positive things. You know, we could dwell in a negative forever, but why? Why go there, right? So like we talked about last week, about positivity, let's keep it up. Let's keep sharing the good news. And whenever you have something, you know, success in your life, spread it. You know, tell somebody about, oh my gosh, look what happened. I'm so grateful. You know, and when someone else shares it with you, then, you know, share back with them how happy you are for them or whatever. Let's spread the joy. Okay, let's connect. Okay, I guess I'll get off my little soundbox here. I can't, again, thank you guys enough for taking the time to be here and to listen to Karen and I. Again, I gave you her information, KarenHarrison.net. Please reach out to her if you're interested. So until next Tuesday, I'm sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. If you want to stay tuned, let's see. We've got C.A. Brooks with astrology. So stay tuned to her and then follow the rest of the classes or rest of the shows after that. You guys take care, and I'll see you next Tuesday.